Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Leach. Batting fifth. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. Guillen scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing right field. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a line drive into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Witt moves to second. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 1 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGriff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kelly Gruber now playing shortstop. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Lyons reaches second base with a double. There goes Hassey trying to get to home. Barfield throws the ball into Eorg, who relays the ball to Witt, who tags Hassey, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gruber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gruber hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 2 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Witt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Witt reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 3 in the game. McGriff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Gruber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gruber. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields the ball and throws to Musselman covering. safe. Hill moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Redus now playing left field. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullenix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Upshaw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.